You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Back on the practice field at UC Health Training Center for another edition of Mason's Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me out here. Let's get started with the first question about a star of the summer, D'Angelo Henderson from Julio Avila. Does D'Angelo Henderson remind you of a Darren Sproles type of back? What is your take on him so far? Well, a little bit of Darren Sproles, a little bit of C.J. Anderson in terms of a multifaceted ability, right down to the fact that he's becoming better in pass protection is something that I think he'll continue to grow at. Even a little bit of Danny Woodhead. And, in fact, the funny thing is with Woodhead, who worked with Mike McCoy in San Diego, I thought that might be the first role for D'Angelo Henderson, a third down guy who caught a lot of passes out of the backfield. But as we've seen this summer, D'Angelo Henderson's role could be more expansive and more versatile than that. The Darren Sproles comparison, I think that's fair, but at the same time, I think Henderson is built for more of an every down role than Darren Sproles. I think he can do some of the things in space that Sproles could do, but he could also be an every down between the tackles, pounding kind of back if the need arises. So, you know, with D'Angelo Henderson, you're looking at a guy who has a varied skill set, who can do everything that you ask a running back to do. The Broncos clearly have a steal in him, I think, already. You can say that as a sixth-round pick. We'll see if the production, you know, continues to hold up as it has in the preseason so far. But he looks like an absolute gem of a player, and they're going to find ways to use him throughout the season. And, you know, maybe you're talking about him being another C.J. Anderson in this offense. You know, if they can find the reps for him, he can be a multifaceted back who is effective as a pass catcher between the tackles, able to make a guy miss in space, able to work in pass protection and pick up the blitz when the need arises. The ability to do everything and is there with D'Angelo Henderson. He could be very effective for the long term. Second question from Rick K. We know Jake Butt won't be able to play for a while, but so how are Hyerman and Derby coming along as receiving targets as tight end? Well, A.J. Derby, I think if you're looking at the tight ends, Virgil Green, Jeff Hyerman, A.J. Derby are your top three guys. Clearly, A.J. Derby is the one who's probably going to catch the most passes at this point, working as that F tight end, the guy who's going to operate in space, less as a blocker, more of a pass catcher. If you were thinking of it from a fantasy football perspective, for instance, then and you were picking one guy, you'd probably go with it with A.J. Derby. He's probably going to be the one who gets the most receptions and the most touchdowns. Now, that being said, he's going to have to block from time to time because you can't simply say, okay, A.J. Derby is going to be out here. We want our tight end to catch the ball, because if you do that, that's a tell, and you don't want to tip off your intention with using him that way. Jeff Hyerman, he's come along. He's made some nice plays, especially on the practice field, and maybe he's going to be the guy that you use from time to time. You rotate him. Sometimes he's going to be in space. Sometimes he's going to be the inline guy. And then Virgil Green, he's going to be more of a guy who's working inline as a blocker. But I think right now, when you're looking at the pass-catching element of it, A.J. Derby is going to be the primary pass catcher, followed by Jeff Hyerman and Virgil Green. Virgil Green right now is listed as the first teamer, but you have to look at all three of them as a collective, because who is the first one up depends on the formations. If the Broncos are going with a formation that has the tight end split out as, you know, the F tight end who's operating in space, that's where you might see A.J. Derby or Jeff Hyerman up first. So really it's really kind of a vague situation, more so than just saying, okay, Virgil Green is at the top of the depth chart. You're going to see all three, and maybe some games you're going to see all three of those tight ends equally. And then hopefully down the line later in the season, you'll see Jake Butt, depending on how he recovers from that torn ACL from last year. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us next week after the preseason finale, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Find me on Twitter, I'm at Mace Denver. Please use the hashtag AskMace, or go to OrangeAndBlue760. You can listen on the radio, 760 AM dial in Denver. You can find us online. Go to the link at DenverBroncos.com. I'm talking Broncos every afternoon. Until next time, take care, and thanks for watching.